Welcome everyone to the big call. It's Tuesday, April 2nd, and we're so happy you're here. And you can tell by Sue speaking in the place of Bruce that Bruce is unfortunately in absentia, and we're grateful to have Bob and I here to hold down the fort. And we'll be letting you know a little bit about why Bruce isn't here in a moment. But why don't we open with a prayer? And let's everybody just get centered. And we call on the presence of Christ to be with us on this incredible big call, honoring and lifting up Bruce as our founder and the original leader, and thanking him for his service and sending him great prayers of well-being, of strength, of deep respect and honor, and all joining together to make this an incredible call in his absence, and praising him for all that he's done to keep us together, to be doing this work for 12 and a half years. I think that's the right amount. And we'll do our best to honor Bruce and to honor this call. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, Bruce was not feeling well. I think you mentioned that on the call, yeah, on Thursday. And basically, and I'll let Bob, I'll do a little bit, and then Bob will just fill in. Because we've been on Bruce's team at a distance, right, Bob?
Yeah.
Basically, he got pretty severely dehydrated, and now he's with a private physician and just getting treated so he can really feel top-notch, but he wasn't feeling well enough to be on the call, and we will be doing a prayer for him. After we do the praise reports, we'll do a prayer for Bruce. And I guess I'm just going to turn it over to Bob just to say how important hydration is. Right, Bob?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it can, if you let your hydration go and it gets, you know, down below a certain level, and then if you do something that can tax it even further, like Bruce likes to go out for these walks, and if he's getting
right,
a little dehydrated, then goes out for a walk and it's dry air, and you get back home, and the next thing you know, it's like not good, and you're going to need, you know, to get hydrated really quickly. And so that's what Bruce is going through. Dehydration is no fun. It takes a couple of days to recover from it. And so people need to not only watch out for themselves, but watch out for your loved ones as well. And if people start to maybe act a little bit funny, where they just don't seem to be themselves, might be feeling sick to their stomach. Dehydration can happen when people get sick, you know, from vomiting and diarrhea. And so you always want to be alert to know that it's really good to, you know, get in touch with your healthcare provider, and make sure you did what Bruce has done, which is to get some help to get rehydrated. And so
I think you just really brought up, and I think bringing in the dehydration piece, everybody in the future, I think being attuned to what, having people around you that are saying, hey, you don't sound right, or this is getting worse. Just having people that can be authentic, that was a topic on my leadership call I just got off. Just practice being aware of what people are like if they are off, and making sure you have people around you that are going to say, hey, wait a minute, you're not sounding right. We need to do something about it. Right, Bob? Isn't that a good idea to have people that, you know, are
yep,
going to say for you and care for you to notice when you're not acting right. So that's a thank you, Bruce, for giving us all that wonderful lesson, and we honor you for that. So what we're going to do, just let's go over the format for tonight. We're going to do a teaching, and then we're going to do a praise report. Then I'm going to go into my segment, and then we're going to get to have the most incredible time listening to what brilliant new research, idea, insight that Bob has, and all of this will be honoring Bruce, and I hope he gets to hear it tomorrow because it was fun, you know, one and only time we got to do this before. Remember, Bob? We did when he was at a concert a little while ago.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Not a bad record for 13, what, is it 12 years or 13 years?
13.
Wow. That's pretty strong. So why don't we go into the teaching? And we're going to miss Bruce saying, well, Sue. I could do it exactly. Well, Sue, this is a special time for us. I'll do it for him. And, you know, we always like to listen to whatever you're curating, and I am curating it tonight. Did not write this, and I hope everyone enjoys it. And this is about the unseen realm. The unseen realm can simply be defined as the realm of life beyond what we can see with our eyes. Though we don't see it, we're made to know in the Word of God that it exists. We're also made to know that it's the realm from which the physical realm we live in emanated. The scriptures put it like this. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Hebrews 11:3. The worlds were made of things which are not seen. They were not made of things that do appear. They were made of things that are not seen, that do not appear. This is too powerful. For the words worlds to be created by the unseen or supernatural, it tells us that there's so much power in that realm. The Bible makes us understand that the things in the realm of the unseen are also eternal. Eternal means they are permanent. Glory. I am confident when we want to see some permanent things in our lives, see what the Bible says. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:18. I'm going to dedicate that to everything that matters. The scripture clearly says that we're able to look at the unseen and give little attention to the seen. The sad reality is that a lot of us are looking at the seen realm and have not even perceived the unseen realm. Today, it will change to the glory of God. We know that there is the seen realm and the unseen realm. Although it contains powerful revelations and testimonies, the rest of this teaching will allow us to delve just a little bit deeper into the unseen realm. In the year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. In those days, Daniel was mourning 3 full weeks. He ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in his mouth, neither did he anoint himself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Then he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Ufaz. His body also was like the beryl, and his face, B-E-R-Y-L, and his face is the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of the multitude. And so this story is pointing out that while Daniel prayed and fasted, there was another battle in the unseen realm. And that we know that the unseen realm lets us go in deeper into those elements to understand that these are the times that we're all living in with the RV, where we are literally the stewards and the prophets that are pulling down what most of the world can't see. So this teaching tonight is for all of us to realize that looking to the seen world is not the way of people with faith, but to know and to see what you can see with the vision from the unseen realm is the way to our victory, is the way to you staying steady going forward and knowing that the blessing and all your courage was an incredible testimony to your love of God. And so that's our teaching for tonight on the unseen realm and on the courage all of us have had to believe in that, to know that, and to trust in that with all our hearts, with all our minds, and with all the love of God. That's our teaching tonight. What say you, Bob?
Thanks, Sue. Really great. I'm just able to sit here and bask in the feelings that come up from that teaching, and to think about how, you know, our bodies seem like this flesh and blood, but in reality, when you look deep enough through a microscope, all that's really there is possibly a nucleus of an atom with some electrons flying around it that aren't even there the whole time. They blink in and out of existence. And yet somehow this unseen God was able to fashion that minutia into the magnificence of our vessels that give us the ability to walk around and the ability to have the consciousness of God inside of us, where it can be drawn down and focused and experienced and appreciated. And even with light itself, you know, as God said, let there be light, it was light that was coming from the unseen. And we know from quantum physics that light appears as tiny elements of light, a photon of light, one bit of light, and they appear from the unseen. When there's a quantum leap in a chemical reaction, a photon appears, and no one really knows where those photons come from, those tiny bits of light, but we know they're coming from the unseen. And more and more, the physicists are theorizing that there is another type of light in the unseen that's coming to us and manifesting as a point of light that we can see and experience. And that very light is powering our bodies. A good portion of the energy we get for walking around and thinking and worshiping is actually photonic light that our bodies are absorbing. We have these photoreceptors on our mitochondria and other parts of the cell that absorb God's light, and He magically manifests it into the energy that powers us to walk around. And as I was marveling at that, Sue, I was like, well, I'm just sitting here right now, and maybe I can't see the unseen, but maybe I can feel it. And so I started concentrating as you were speaking, saying, all right, can I actually feel, close my eyes so I can't see anything, but can I feel the presence of God? Can I feel the skin He created for me? Can I imagine my heart and imagine its beating with the power of God's power that literally makes our hearts beat? And then I was like, all right, well, if we're going to be doing this feeling thing, it's not just physical. Can I actually feel my love for God? What does that feel like? Because that's approaching the unseen. And then what does it feel like to imagine God's love for me? I was like, all right, now we're starting to get close to the unseen. If we start to try to feel, you know, the love between us and our Creator and the creation, which is us and the Creator.
That's so beautiful, Bob. And so I love and deeply appreciate the way you can structure your language so that you have a really deep felt sense rather than an intellectualized sense. And you go into relationship. You're actually in a really deep relationship with the unseen. So it becomes a tangible, living, felt experience. It's like a real relationship. And that's, you know, to me, when I picked up this teaching, I loved it because it brought out the fact that most people, their energy is going, literally, is going out from them. I mean, we literally get conditioned as babies to reach out. And I'm sure, do you know who Dan Siegel? I know you know who Dan Siegel is. Dan Siegel is a neuroscientist, and he talks about that we all have this tendency to reach with our hands since we were babies, infants, to reach out for something. So we have this outer tendency. We identify with the outer. We think the outer is, or the material realm, or the things that we can touch, because it's so connected to our survival and our conditioning, we literally train ourselves to be more externally object, other people, and all the good. There's a lot of good to that. And there's some not so good, like needing approval and being ruled by the outside world. So this teaching, and what I see all of us, you know, at different stages, is about deepening in the kind of feeling that you were conveying, Bob, of knowing what the felt sense, the intimacy. It's in you. Basically, you're talking about being intimate. You're talking about being so aware and so quiet, to be so close to God that you actually know what that feels like, what that experience is like. And it's not just a bunch of scripture. It's literally scripture with a felt knowing. Does that make sense to you, Bob? It's like,
yeah.
It's like really like knowing it, like actually knowing the experience of knowing God deeply, intimately. And so that's why I wanted to bring out the teaching on the unseen realm and help it to be something that will help people embrace and, hold on a second, embrace their capacity to go deeper into the unseen realm, practice stilling your mind and getting quiet and doing the Word of God, whatever your practices are, the deeper and quieter and more reflective you can be in that practice, the more powerful the unseen realm will be available to you. Don't you think that's a good, easy way to summarize it, Bob?
Yeah, I do. I think that it's a big challenge to try to feel the intensity of the unseen world and
yep.
from reading scripture, and then to say, okay, let's see if we can really have a visceral feeling about this. And
right.
Ultimately, I think that's what God wants, is for us to feel deeply the magnificence of the creation,
yes.
His creation,
yep.
and to really appreciate and enjoy it, and not to worry about quite so much about so many things.
And to when you were saying that, and we'll close with this, to embody it. So you're walking with it. You're not. It's not just in your head. It's in your whole nervous system. You're actually becoming more Christ-like. That's the whole point. And you're ending separation, because if you're just in your head and you're reading scripture, but you're not feeling it and you're not experiencing it, you're kind of cutting off. The whole purpose is to enjoy God. It's to enjoy life, God, life, all of it, the inner, the outer, but in a beautiful appreciation for the God that's in you, that's outside of you, but so that you're taking it all in and you're not separated from any of it. So I hope everybody enjoyed it. And now, let's see if I can do a segue like Bruce. Let me see. How does Bruce do the segue? I hope he's going to have fun listening to this. He does the segue. Okay, that's very good, Sue and Bob. Do we have any praise reports? How'd I do, Bob? And I'm going to say, of course we have praise reports, as soon as I have a sip of water.
Hydration.
There you go. So thank you, Jeannie. Easter Monday yesterday. There are different and interesting traditions surrounding the Monday that comes immediately after Easter Day. National Reconciliation Day, Tuesday, 4/2/24. Mend things with that family member or colleague who is hurt by your words or deeds. That's good. Day of Hope, Wednesday, 4/3/24. Get ready to observe the Day of Hope by showing kindness to anyone facing difficult times. That's good, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah.
National Walking Day, 4/3/24, a day to celebrate the easiest way to be the healthiest version of you. Thank you, Pastor Scott, for your praise last Tuesday, and also to all the leaders. I appreciate all your kind words. It's our pleasure, Jeannie. Thank you so much. Today and every day, we praise you, Jesus Christ. Rejoice. Christ has risen. Hallelujah. Easter celebrates Jesus Christ's resurrection from the dead and the triumph of good over evil, light over darkness. Thank you for Resurrection Sunday. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Thank you, Lord. We are all alive because you lived, died on the cross, and rose from the dead. May the risen Christ fill you with every grace and blessing during this Easter season and always. Rejoice. Christ's victory on Easter morning shows us the way to eternal life. On this special day and going forward, may your joy be brighter, your peace be sweeter, and your hope be everlasting. May the blessings of Easter continue to fill your heart with joy throughout the year. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen and amen. Jeannie. That's really beautiful, Jeannie. Thank you so much. And those are our praise reports, and we're going to make a special, we're going to have a special, what is it? This is special edition, I guess, Bob. We're going to do a special edition for Bruce. And I'm just going to ask everybody, if you're tuning in just now, Bruce has not been at his peak, which is his usual, and he's been challenged with dehydration. So I'm going to ask everybody to really make a special effort right now and just be quiet for a moment and think about that funny man, Bruce, that dear heart. And just tune into his voice and tune into your warm and kind feelings for him. And we pray for you, Bruce. And we see you surrounded with all the listeners on this call, reaching out in deep appreciation for the joy, for the commitment, for the love, for the tenacity, for the heart and the endurance and the pulling together, Bob and then Sue and then all the team members that are seen and unseen and our number one intel guy. And we thank you for everything you've done to create this platform that allows people to get the most accurate and the most devoted and the most truth-oriented information to guide their decisions on a daily basis for this RV. And we see you just being healed and coming back even better than before, understanding that this is going to be for all of us, I'll be talking about this in my segment, a new life where we're going to learn to care for ourselves, where we're going to surpass the generations before us that didn't have the knowledge, the insight, the research, all the things that we know today. And you, Bruce, are shining a light on a life that all of us are going to be able to lead, of self-care, of joy. And we thank you for healing so quickly and being able to be a model of this new, healthy, vibrant, giving to self and to others in balance, so that everyone learns to lead the most flourishing, authentic, robust, and regenerative new life in Christ, and that we see you doing that right now and being covered, just tucked in and having the best night's sleep, covered in our prayers, covered in these words that are filled with Christ's light, glory, and strength, surrounding you with instant healing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So, Bruce is tucked in. That fun to think of. That fun, really fun. I know. He's tucked in. He's got tons of prayers that are like a huge weight on top of him. He's like, why'd you do this? These are too many prayers. And we've all done our job, so thank you for joining us in that. Enlighten it a little bit. And now, okay, I'm going to do my Bruce. And so, Sue, it's time for your segment. It's like having a monologue, sorry. Right? I know. So thank you for being such a good listener. Were you a good listener to your sisters, Bob, or did you cultivate that habit?
I always like to listen when other people were talking, because I always felt like something interesting was about to spring up.
So good.
I wouldn't listen to them directly, like if they were talking to me, but I was always kind of eavesdropping from the corner of the couch.
What you're saying is like, so your sisters would be talking and you would be eavesdropping to see like what little discovery you could find out?
Yeah.
Like that? Oh, that's so funny.
And listening to my mother and father as well. And so, you know, you have these phrases and little things that you remember, you know, from your childhood.
Yeah, just kind of picking up ambient. You were picking up ambient conversation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Wow, that's so cool. Now you're gonna send me off on a curiosity drive on that one. Well, I don't know if I can match that, but tonight I've started a new class, and it's a pretty amazing class. Wait until you hear the title. It's called The Non-Obvious Adventure for the Deeply Curious Catalyst in Christ. How to learn and live what others haven't dared. 7 emerging science and Christ-centered principles for becoming supernatural. That's a pretty big, that's a, I, if I can, I'll send you, the artwork is like, it looks like a movie poster. And what's exciting is we have a pretty nice big group on this call. And because we've been with each other, Bob, for so many, I mean, we're like in, I think, episode 124. That's a lot of training. It's like a yoga teacher training, you know, 200 hours, like that. So I asked everybody, and this is the quote. Actually, I didn't even get to read the quote. But the quote was, use your signature strengths and virtues in the service of something much larger than you are. Much larger than you are. And so we come to the call, and I ask everybody, the first session is about this concept of, okay, let's all be honest. How many of us here have had a practice of, in some shape or form, self-abandoning ourselves? Now, what does self-abandonment mean? It means when you so neglect your own needs by taking care of people so much more than yourself that you lose your health. Your mental health can get zapped, your physical health. It's when you're basically neglecting yourself. How many of the people that come to see you have been in a place of self-neglect or self-abandonment? What would you say the percentage is, Bob?
You mean at some point in your life or at any given time?
Like when they come with a problem, do you see self-neglect, like not knowing what to do, not researching it, not taking care of themselves, doing what they've always done, doing what their parents have done? How much of it sort of shows up as something similar to that?
I would say probably 70%.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
And all varying degrees.
Yeah.
A lot of times it tends to be more common in women who are caring for a elderly or sick husband or children. Women still have this traditional caregiver role, especially older women.
Right.
And so a lot of the people that we work with are actually coming out of self-neglect, where their circumstance has changed, where they can now spend more time caring for themselves. And so
they're looking to get educated.
Yeah. What can I do to now take care of me?
And so that's why we're starting. And this is where you're going to be fascinated with this. Our first practice, we're going to be going into what are signature strengths and virtues. But your virtues and your strengths, like now that you're going to have money, if you don't know how to regulate yourself and basically have a really stable, really healthy self, how is that going to get out onto the planet? In other words, who we are is going to go into our projects, is going to be reflected in the people we hire, is going to be echoed out as everything we do and everything we bring into our projects. So the purpose of these meetings that we hold for the pod, the leadership training, is to develop different skills and strategies. And in this case, we're working on the scientific, emerging scientific, in other words, they are backed by research, approaches and strategies that are going to allow people to be the most stable, the most calm, the most loving, the most strategic. We'll get into that in the next couple of sessions. So we started with asking, how many of you have a conscious breath practice? And everybody said, yeah, I've done that once, or I've spent thousands of dollars doing rebirthing. But being conscious of your breath and using your breath as a tool to become more coherent, as you know, coherent heart math stuff. Listen to this, Bob. By the time you're 80, do you know how many breaths you've taken?
Wow.
Try to guess.
Well,
I know. It's a good question, right? You're going to really go for it. Okay, go, Bob.
Six per minute. And
get your calculator. Okay.
60 times 6. 6 per minute times 60 minutes times 24 hours times 365 times 80. There's the answer.
Okay, well, that's pretty good. Okay, I'll give you that. Good for you. You literally broke it down, you amazing being. You take a billion breaths, approximately, and you take 20,000 breaths a day. 20,000 breaths a day. And what the research is showing, I mean, and you know this only too well, is that by consciously breathing, and you probably know from the Huberman podcast, what we did is we practiced breathing in for four count, holding for four, and then breathing out for five count, a longer exhale. It's on the exhale that you actually relax your autonomic nervous system. And so I just asked everybody that was on the call, and I started this, this is my first day, and I did it two times today, Bob, just conscious breathing, first thing in the morning, and then just having a practice of slowing down and going into presence, going into your center, and consciously breathing four breaths in, hold for four breaths, and then breathing out to five. And all you have to do is 2 minutes to 5 minutes of that. And, Pop, I'm not kidding, in one day, to know that you can regulate that deep relaxation response, as Herbert Benson would say, but that really deep trust in being able to regulate how your nervous system is operating and master your spirit or your pneuma that's coming in, it's kind of strange when you think about how we weren't really grounded in that as part of our, that'll be part, it's part of a program that I'm going to be doing, so that everybody knows this and they can better regulate, manage, have a place to go to control their response, their stress, and their regulation in life. Does that make sense to have that as a new, like, can you imagine if the whole planet was aware of consciously breathing? Can you imagine what that would do? Just breath. Like mothers having children, fathers with the mothers, people going to school, teaching your child, just having a little practice. Okay, honey, let's just breathe. Let's co-regulate together and let's just breathe. Oh, doesn't it feel good to be so connected in our breath? That would change the planet, Bob.
Yeah. Yeah. It literally does. The HeartMath Institute has their inner balance device, which teaches you to do exactly what you're saying. Because
I know.
Mandala that shrinks and expands based on how you program it, and you sync your breath to it. And they have these world coherence sessions where you can sign up and say, okay, I want to be part of this 1 hour long world coherence session. And they'll actually show you a map on your cell phone of where the people are in the world that are doing it.
Yeah.
And they have electromagnetic detectors in seven different parts of the world. And they can measure an increase in the world's electromagnetic field when people are together.
Coherent.
Their breath and their coherence. Yep.
And that's what, according to the latest World Happiness Report, which is, I haven't read it, I just read about it, so I'm going to be doing that tomorrow. I'll bring it to the call on Thursday if we have a call. But it is like our ability to regulate and be coherent is like the number one thing. So for humanitarians, think about that class title, The Non-Obvious for the Deeply Curious. It's so strange if you realize that everything on our planet is basically reversed. And so where everybody else is going, this is the thing for everybody listening to this call, you are not. where everybody else is going. You're where they're zigging, you're zagging. And it's very important to learn whether you've got dinar or dong or whatever, however you're involved in this, that somehow there's a part of you who knows what it's going to be, whether you're going to be a leader or whether you're going to just be helping. But anything that you can do as a practice, so I'm going to suggest that either the heart math piece, and I'll let Bob tell you where to go to get that, or just doing a conscious breath practice and looking that up, or doing what you just heard about on this call, anything that you can take response, watch how I'm saying this, response ability or agency for, is going to help the whole planet. It's going to help the whole planet. And if you really want to go deep, and I'm giving you like a little bit of our class, ask yourself, right before, you know, before you get into a whole new life, ask yourself, what do I need to upgrade so I care for myself in a way that's going to also allow other people to care for themselves? In other words, if we start modeling that we need to care for ourselves in order to do a good job, to be healthy enough so you're not leaning on the system, so you're not having your friends coming and rushing because you got so sick, that's a big thing. And if you learn to care for yourself so you're stabilized, people aren't going to have to run to your side, you're going to be happier, you're going to be around healthier people. That's a very, very big contribution that ends up unburdening all of life around you. Right, Bob? If you take Boomer Boost and you listen to Bob and you do all these things that are about, finally, as Bob said, coming out of self-abandonment and investing in your own care, you can't imagine the contribution you're making by stabilizing in health, stabilizing in your love for yourself and for others, and not abandoning, like giving yourself up to something outside of you, your career, overtaking, you know, just balance it out. Just see if you can figure out, how could I give myself a little more self-care? How could I be with a friend that would say, you know what, I think you should do this, or I think you should do this. Ask your friend, where do you think I should get more self-care? Get some support. Don't do it by yourself. So that's my tip for tonight. And I'm just going to quickly say thank you to the pod for, you know, committing. And I have these people, Bob, that, you know, even before I've sent out the advertisement for the class, they're paying for the next class. It just touches my heart. And if you want and you haven't had access to any of these classes before, we're still making, I guess I haven't made it available for a week, the Golden Wisdom Bundle is still available for you to listen to 30 hours of classes, but one class a week. And what you would get is the ability to walk through this new time on the planet in your life and be able to know how to design your best life, how to reflect and give yourself the time you need, how to design that, how to work with people, how to hire people, how to collaborate, how to walk through a whole new time of sovereignty. Everything you're going to need for the next really 2 years, 2 years. It'll be evergreen for at least 2 years because of all the research, like hundreds of different research insights and strategies. And you can get that for $300. It's a $550 value. All you have to do, if you'd like the Golden Wisdom Bundle to walk with you and be your one-on-one companion on demand when you need it, you listen to it when you need it, is send an email to us at integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put your name, your telephone number, and just put Golden Wisdom Bundle 300, and we will get that out to you within usually 6 hours. So Golden Wisdom Bundle, and it's for anybody that listens to this. And basically, a pattern that I've seen is people, it's like having a lot of loose change, Bob. They have all these ideas in their head, but it's not organized, it's not structured, they don't have a map. And this isn't a hard map. It's a map that you can, it's kind of like putting on a transparent map that you can adjust to what's right for you. It's not a telling you what to do as much as it's a facilitating you to think about with some structure how you need to approach and how you need to design and what questions you need to ask yourself so you can have the rhythm that's right for you, the approach that's right for you, and you can start building and designing your new life. So that's my segment for tonight, my friend Bob. Great
awesome.
Listener. And now we're going to find what is fascinating in your world.
Yeah. Well, I was going to start with this new testimonial that we got.
Ooh.
And this was a testimonial about somebody who had gotten our Boomer Boost and Barley when it was on sale, on a really good sale. So she says, I've been using Boomer Boost and Heirloom Barley for about 4 weeks now. I have more energy than ever before. I must admit, I've skipped a total of 3 days during the 4 weeks. I can certainly tell the difference in my energy levels on the days I skipped due to traveling. Also, I can tell how much water retention I had on the days I skipped. I plan to continue the products and see how my numbers change when I have my next doctor's appointment. I highly recommend anyone to try it for yourself and see the difference it can make in your life.
Wow.
That came in right around noontime today. I heard another verbal testimonial that someone made also earlier today when they were talking with me, and it was a man that had all different kinds of issues going on, and he had really like severe arthritis in his joints, and he had plantar fasciitis in both of his feet and numerous other things going on. And he started using four of the five powder products. He started using our probiotics, lignans, barley, and Boomer Boost. And he was astonished that at his age, all these problems have now disappeared. I just thought these were adult onset issues that a lot of people have trouble with. And he thought, before he heard about us, that this was just going to be his life of progressive dispossession of his physical health. And it turned out that it wasn't the case. He was just malnourished, like most people are. In the United States, the average person is overfed and malnourished, and it leads to high inflammation, and it leads to adult onset diseases at ages that are way too early for such a thing. And so those were the testimonials that I got. And the other thing I want to do, Sue, is just talk a little bit more about the issue of dehydration, because it's not just that it's good to have enough water, and if we're dehydrated, you know, it's not good. It's actually quite serious, especially with little children or elderly people. And with little children, especially if they're really young, they can't really tell you that they're thirsty. So you have to watch, and children need to drink fluids all throughout the day. And if your child is starting to look like they have a dry mouth, where they're making funny motions with their mouth, or if they cry, and they usually cry and have tears, if they are crying about something and they don't have any tears, that's a sign of dehydration. And also, parents, especially with little kids that are still in diapers, if you're used to changing your child's diapers, you know, every 2 hours, and 4 hours goes by, that's another sign to be aware of. And also, things that are sunken, right? So sunken eyes or sunken cheeks that you normally don't see is one. And then you can also check that soft spot on top of a child's head and be familiar with it, what's normal on a given day. And if that soft spot starts to collapse in and get sunken, that's a sign of dehydration as well. And also, if a child's normally very peppy and active and they're starting to act, you know, listless or getting irritable for no reason, those are signs as well. And with adults, it's easier sometimes because they can communicate if they have extreme thirst. And they also know if their urination is less frequent, and if the urine is really dark colored or is unexplained fatigue, and especially like dizziness and confusion. And if you get to the point where you're starting to see really dark colored urine and the person is dizzy and confused, it's time to get in touch with the doctor right away, because it might have to have an IV to bring you back from that. And the reason that it's important is if you let it go and you think that you can take care of it yourself, but you really can't. For example, if you've, you know, got a high fever, you can't hold any liquids down because you're vomiting, there's really no way for you to be able to, you know, rescue yourself, so to speak. And for people that have chronic illnesses, they're more susceptible, especially people with diabetes, but also even if someone just has a cold or a sore throat, you're normally not as interested in drinking fluids. You get dehydrated that way, but you don't want to allow it to go too far, because your internal organs are very susceptible to dehydration, and you can do damage to your kidneys, particularly if you let it go for too long. Really good to pay attention if you're out exercising, especially if it's hot. You want to drink water just before you go out, but not a real lot. And you want to sip water while you're out and about. Don't wait and then guzzle, you know, a quart of water at the end. Your body doesn't respond well to that. When you take in lots of water at one time, you tend to urinate most of it out. Your body doesn't want that much water at once. And so you can actually drink tons of water and remain dehydrated. And it's much better to drink small amounts all throughout the day. If you're going to exercise, increase it somewhat before you go, while you're exercising, and afterwards. But don't wait till you're all done to drink a quart of water. it's not going to help with your hydration all that much.
You're making me think about a time that I played in a tennis tournament. It was like 105 degrees and a lot of humidity. And I think it was crazy that they had us play this tournament. And, I mean, really crazy. And I had to play two sets twice a day. And by the second day, Bob, I thought I was, heat stroke, I had to lie down. It was not good. It was not good. And I was cold. Is that dehydration or is that heat stroke?
Yeah, well, the dehydration usually
and
goes
heat
hand
stroke.
In hand with it. Yeah, so you probably had both.
I was thinking, why did they just, I guess I could have not played, but they should have canceled it because it was so hot, so hot. So anybody that's like in heat, I think Bob is also telling you to, or, a big sports enthusiast, just really take it seriously, because we saw our friend Bruce get dehydrated, and it was, he doesn't feel well. I mean, he really doesn't feel well, right, Bob? So pay attention. So do you have any special sales? Or do you have anything you want us to know about? Anything that's, how's your new product going?
It's going really well. We have the first couple of testimonials. One late, the 79-year-old lady who started feeling it after 2 days. She works out at the gym 5 days a week, and she was saying how she felt stronger, more energetic, and she was feeling sassy.
Sassy. So I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, remember her? And then she's like, at the end, she's like, bring it on. So
I know. How old is she? Wait a minute. How old is she?
79.
Oh, my God. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. And another one was from a man who was about 70 who was talking about after 4 days, it really kicked in for him. And he got up and did his run in the morning. And this a man who runs 5 miles in the morning. Then he said, I got home, had my bulletproof coffee, and then went to the gym, worked out lifting weights, then came home and blew through my whole day's to-do list by noontime, made another whole to-do list, and got through that. He said I was so focused and energetic. It was just like there was no hesitation. There was no thinking about it.
No delay. Yeah.
And he wanted to know why, so I was explaining, the BDNF, phenomena, and how when you raise it, you tend to have zero delay between your thoughts and your action, and you end up getting a lot more done. You're not sitting there wondering if you really have the energy to do it.
Right. So, it's like energy on demand.
Yeah. And,
Bob, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's going to really be great. I can tell a lot of people are going to benefit. And I think the older the person is, the more they benefit. But we are going to be having some young men try it who are athletes. They're going to be taking a half a dose to see what happens with their workouts that they do in preparation.
Well, okay, now why you wouldn't want to test half a dose and a full dose?
No, I wouldn't want to give a teenager the full dose.
Oh, a young man. Oh, really young. Okay.
Yeah, they're teenagers. So, it's just better. Eric Kurtz, the inventor, has said that some younger teenagers have tried it, and it's worked really well for them. But he's also like, yeah, they don't really need the full dose. And Eric was saying, you know, he'd been taking dropperfuls of this stuff for many months. And he was saying when the pills came, it turned out that it's just a lot stronger. And he thinks, you know, might be from the fact that when you put the liquid directly into your stomach, the stomach acid was probably damaging some of it. But in a gel cap, it's getting into your small intestine with much less digestion. So it's a lot stronger because of that. And he said, he's a little bit too much energy when he takes two, so he started taking one. And a lot of people might find that that's all they need. I took three on Friday morning because we were receiving many tons of barley was arriving on a truck, and also lignans and probiotics. And we needed to move 14 pallets of 30-pound boxes, you know, from the street into the facility. And but we were able to work, me and two of the men that work with me, were able to work straight for 3 hours without taking a break, without stopping to rest, without stopping to even feeling the need to drink water or eat or anything. And we just went through the whole thing, which we thought was going to take 6 or 7 hours, and we finished it in three. The year before, that's how long it had taken. It was,
wow,
it was about 6 hours.
So when are you going to get – that's just amazing. It's so exciting. When are you going to get more? When are you going to have more supply?
So it takes about 2 months to get more, and so
okay.
It's been almost 2 weeks now. So in, I'd say, 6 to 8 weeks – we'll receive more, and then
okay.
We'll have enough at that point for quite a few more people, you know, 700 or 800 more people that want to get started. We'll be able to get started. And we'll have enough for everyone else who's already started to have continuity. So if you want to make sure everyone can get it, without ever missing a dose, you have to plan your purchases very differently.
Right. Yeah,
that's what we're doing.
And so you'll be. How will people know when? How are you going to announce it? Let's say the RV happens. How will you let people know about it?
Email, text message, YouTube lives, podcasts.
Okay.
Like that.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Good. So everybody, stay tuned, because I'm sure everybody that didn't get a shot at it the first time is going to want to ride the boomer. Hello, boomer, you know, and get this incredible. I'm so excited for people that are athletic or want to increase their energy or want to maintain it and just stay really strong, engaged, and so they're not even thinking about energy on demand. It's very, very cool.
Yep. Yep, and
really good one.
You know, we do have a sale going on, too, which is really cool. The idea that Larry came up with, and then Raleigh pitched in this other idea. And what it is this. We know that as people get older, they make less and less collagen. And collagen's the most... is the most prominent protein in the human body. It's 30% of all our protein is collagen. It's your connective tissue, it's your joints, portion of your bones, et cetera, ligaments and all that. And as people get older, they make less of it. So you have to take in more of the building blocks, which are the peptides that are assembled together to make collagen. And vitamin C is really important for the synthesis of it. And so we made a sale with collagen and vitamin C together. And for anybody that gets it, we do something else. We give them free ashwagandha. Now, when you look at the price that we put on this, the savings on the collagen and vitamin C together and the free ashwagandha, It's almost $65 in savings. You're actually saving more money than you are paying. Now that's isn't that an
That's
interesting
cool.
sale? Yeah, you're
Yeah.
saving more than you're paying. And so the reason we did ashwagandha is ashwagandha is really good at calming the sympathetic nervous system. And when people are under stress, they naturally go into this catabolic state where they are breaking down their body. They're destroying their body from the excessive cortisol. And so you can take collagen and vitamin C and barley to go with it for the metabolic enzymes, and it will help to build you. But if you're constantly breaking yourself down with all this stress, it's almost like you're shoveling smoke. And so you want to
Oh,
be
that's
able to
good.
calm yourself down, and the ashwagandha does that. And so it makes the collagen and vitamin C way more effective if you take it with ashwagandha. And so that's why we made this sale called the Collagen Creation Combo. And it's collagen, vitamin C at a discount, and free ashwagandha.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. So everybody take advantage of that incredible sale, because how long will it be going on?
I'm not really sure, probably till the end of the weekend, but for a few
Okay.
more days. But now would
Okay.
be a good time to do it. The sooner the better, because it's a while supplies last stuff. When you're giving away stuff for free, it's always until you
Yes,
run out.
yes, 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 yes.
Because a lot of people want to do it when you get something that's at that much of a savings, and so it can go really
Yeah.
fast. It runs
So
out and runs out.
everybody take advantage of that, because as Bob said, if it's so available and it's such a special opportunity, I guess things could run out or whatever, and you just don't want to miss the opportunity to get something that is so valuable for such a great sale, right?
There you go.
Okay.
There you
Awesome, Bob. Thank you.
You're
So
welcome to your
our tr
time. I'll do my bit for you.
yeah, do the time. You do your
The
part.
time hack is 10:14.
Yeah, we're rolling. Guess who called twice while you and I are talking? Mr. Bruce. So
Oh, really?
we got it. Yeah. So we'll see.
That's a good
I
show.
don't think he really knows. I think he's kind of out of time right now. He's in space time. He's in
Yeah,
space time.
there you go. He's in
So,
the
yeah.
unseen. He's in unseen
He's
time.
in the unseen realm, exactly. So, everybody, I hope you enjoyed tonight's call. We're very excited to see how soon Bruce will be coming back. We really deeply appreciate your praying for Bruce and, being here with us and learning about, how Bob's products and Bob's insight, and all these people are getting healthier with just everything that Boomers is doing and the love that they're offering in their community service and helping us all to get healthy. And of course, you can listen to and go after the Golden Wisdom Bundle if you're a person that wants to essentially learn to take responsibility for designing this future. And think about what you want it to look like and how the people are going to be that are going to be supporting you and what the new trends are going to be, so that you're hiring and thinking from the future instead of the past. Then please follow up on getting the Golden Wisdom Bundle and just sending us an email to Integrated Minds. MINDS at hushmail.com, $300, your name, your number, and your Zelle. And most importantly, we hope you enjoyed just listening to our teaching on the unseen realm and deepening your experience in a holistic new understanding of who you're going to be to this world. It's who you're going to be, not do. Who you're going to be and how you're going to help the world. So why don't I say a prayer and pray us out? Beloved Christ, we thank you for letting us join together in this beautiful community of people that are here to bring the new kingdom of heaven to earth. Guide them to love themselves, to love each other, to bring the new and beautiful and healing approaches that our world needs. Help them to stretch in sanctified imagination to what is possible, to live from the depth of their hearts, to live from their authentic passion, and to be in balance and loving connection in much deeper and beautiful relationships than they've ever had in their entire life. Let love and flourishing and health and beauty and wisdom and goodwill be normal on this planet. And let us each play our part in making it so. In Jesus' name, we pray and say amen. Thank you, everybody, for being on the big call. And we'll see you on Thursday. And did we, hey, you know what we didn't do? We didn't talk about Intel. Jeez, I know.
Yeah. Do you have some?
Wow, that's so weird. I'm shutting my eyes, and then I look up, and I go, holy moly. Okay, so this is, isn't that weird? Isn't that weird, Bob, that we didn't think about the Intel? Oh my God!
Well, there's so much I know.
And I've got a bug in my ear. Yes, bug in my ear. Okay, I'm getting it out. Oh my God! It's Bob. Co-pilot. Here we go. Let's go for the Intel. So at least it's coming in at the last minute. Thank you, everyone, who just saved my little nose. You know what? Is it? Did I do Intel the last time? I'm not remembering doing that. Okay, here's
your.
I did. God,
yep.
Weird. I guess I wasn't doing a course at the same time. Okay,
yep.
So. Okay, everybody's texting me. All right, so here we go. So our number one guy said that there are only, and this is important to know. There are only 19 people in the world that know when this is going to go. And that he was told that Charlie has an insider's club. We heard about this in my insider's club, so to speak, that he was on a call on Saturday, and he was basically in blackout. And he was saying that essentially, when he is in blackout, he's very close to going. We're very close to going. And so our number one Intel person said, Charlie being on blackout as of Thursday last week was because the bondholders were moving. Things were moving in their world. They're still not liquid, but they are moving. And so we were told today that the bondholders that we know should be getting their emails tonight or tomorrow. And as soon as they become liquid, which could be tomorrow or Thursday, and this is coming from our number one guy, we will get access to our 800 numbers. And what we also got later this evening, right before I was doing my leadership call, was from one of the top people at Wells Fargo who said, this could go any time between tomorrow afternoon and Friday morning. So that's Wednesday afternoon and Friday morning. In addition to that, we heard that these smaller bondholders that we know should be receiving these emails, and they're expecting these emails at any point between tomorrow at around 11 to Thursday. And to reinforce that, our number one guy got an encrypted message from, we're going to just call him, well, he's connected to somebody that's very prominent and very knowledgeable. That's all I'm going to say. And he said, I'd love to tell you, but all I can tell you without getting my, he's kind of an odd, I'm not going to use it. He's kind of a extreme language statement. He said, without getting my something in a ringer, is the way I'll say it, is that it should be going within 1 to 2 days. And that was at 2 o'clock. So what you can tell from this is that everything is collecting around tomorrow afternoon to Thursday to Friday morning. That's coming from the top of Wells Fargo to this other person that's connected to people that really know what's going on. That's how I'm going to say he's probably connected to the 19 people that really know what's going on. He said it should be in the next couple of days. And then the bondholders are expecting their emails and wanting to get that notification that they will be liquid between tomorrow at about 11 to Thursday. So we see somewhere between tomorrow, just like the Wells Fargo guy said, to Friday morning is our current window. Our current window. And I think that's pretty much, Charlie Ward is on blackout. Everything really started hustling on Thursday last week when he went into blackout. We're just waiting for the bondholders to get liquid, being told that they're about to be liquid, and then we will go anywhere from approximately 12 hours after that. So as you can see, everything's moving. Everything's moving in that direction. We also asked when there will be a political change in the Guard, and we were told, don't bother asking anymore. Nobody's going to tell you. So that's that. And that's the intel for tonight, in essence. So I would be looking and keeping an eye on your emails for tomorrow afternoon to Friday morning. So just kind of the end of the week. God, I can't. That's bizarre that I didn't even think about the intel. And you didn't either, Bob. Why didn't we think about the intel?
That's a good question, Sue. So we'll leave it on
this. We'll ponder it. I know. Maybe because we're so one with it, we just don't feel any separation. We were beaming it out into the universe. How do you like that, my brother friend?
There you go. Well, you did beam it out really well, because right after you started doing the intel, a whole bunch of new people joined the call. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's cool. That's cool. That's weird. And thank you. I want to give a shout-out to Everything That Matters, J&K, the pod, for all the people that were writing me and going, intel. I was like shutting my eyes, getting ready to do the prayer. It's good to have your friends supporting you like that, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So let's go to closing the call in prayer. And just say thank you to all for being with us and letting us pinch hit for Bruce. And we want to honor and really raise Bruce up. And thank you all for being with us. And enjoying these last few days where you can concentrate and be one with the unseen realm and shape your future and live and prepare to live and flourish and allow others around you to flourish through the choices you make, the love that you've hopefully received from this call, and the wisdom to guide your every step in Christ. Blessing everybody on this call. Let you have a wonderful, wonderful sleep and be bathed in the love of Christ. In Jesus' name, we close this call and say good night. Thank you, Bob.
All right.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, my friend.
I'm going to stop the recording.